And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from Monday's massive earthquakes in Turkey and northern Syria has passed 7,000 people, with rescue efforts continuing into another bitterly cold night. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Istanbul.
Rescue efforts continued overnight after this week's earthquakes in northern Syria and southern and eastern Turkey. Thousands of people have been rescued from the rubble in the past day, and thousands more have been found dead. People across the region are traumatized. Turkish officials say they are still assessing the damage as they continue to search for survivors. In 1999, a slightly smaller earthquake, a 7.6 magnitude, hit Istanbul, killing more than 17,000 people. Heather Murdoch, Istanbul, VOA News.
White helmets rescuers cheered in Syria as they pulled a young girl out alive from the rubble of a collapsed building on Tuesday. Noor's face was covered with dust and her body buried in debris up to the chest, but rescuers told Reuters she was not badly injured. A rescuer dug through the debris with a gloved hand until he and a few others were able to carry the child out. Overwhelmed rescuers are struggling to save people trapped under the rubble, with despair mounting and the scale of disaster hampering relief efforts. Chilean authorities on Tuesday warned of a very complex situation as a new heat wave in the country's south-central region threatened to further fan the flames of dangerous forest fires that have already left 26 dead. Forecasts for higher temperatures stretch from Santiago to the southern regions that have been the focal point of the flames and are raising concerns about the current 81 active fires. Follow us on the